The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
The final hour of the week. I feel terribly having to even say that. It's been such a great week and a half ever since Wednesday of the previous week. And who better to talk about than Cedric Golden? We talk to him so often about the woes of Texas. He is a columnist out there in Austin. And Cedric, great to have you with us. We have not had a chance to mine your brain for the reaction. It's almost been 10 days now since the news broke. How are you? And give us the lay of the land out in Texas.
Man, Paul, I'm great, man. Thanks for having me. Crazy time right now. I just told your producer I didn't know what we were going to talk about today since there's no news. So I thought you were going to ask me about Scarlett Johansson suing the Mouse, but maybe not. But Austin is on fire, and the Longhorns and the Sooners are headed to the SEC. It's something that I never thought would happen, to be honest. But when you look at the money, and I don't really have a problem with them moving conferences as long as you're upfront and honest about why you're doing it. Don't talk about the kids. Don't talk about any of that logistics stuff. This is a money move. This is not a money grab. This is a money move for the next 30 or 40 years. And, I know the SEC said that they're free to join July 1st, 2025. Paul, don't you think they're going to be in the SEC sooner than that? I know I do.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think you know we could be talking about this a year from now, or at least 2 years from now. Yeah, I don't know how it gets unwound, and you know, at some point Bob Bowlesby has to take a chill pill, doesn't he?
I don't know, man. He's been on a roll. I feel sorry for his publicist having to put out all these press releases, but the one thing I think about when I think about how PO'd he is. And I can't really blame him. If Texas and OU were in these high-level discussions, being the preeminent programs in the Big 12, all the while flirting with the SEC, could you imagine the next four seasons if they remained in the Big 12? That would be like agreeing that you're going to divorce your wife, but you know what? We're going to live together for 4 years. That doesn't work. That's not going to work out very well.
That's after you walk in and she's, well, I don't want to go there, but I think everybody can figure it out. I wonder about that, and I'm sure this is he'll have time to calm down, but you know, he's thrown the gauntlet at ESPN. He really hasn't attacked the SEC that much, at least not yet, but ultimately what does it mean to Texas, and what's their appetite to get out of this thing right now? Because, you know, the president of Texas and the AD, I mean, they don't want to go to any more Big 12 meetings. And by the way, Cedric, you know, it's not like they were getting proprietary information. I mean, what do they care what's happening in the future of the Big 12, which is nothing?
Yeah, they're not going to be there. So, yeah, there's not a lot going on. And I guess for me, I see his frustration because – if I'm sitting across the table from Chris Del Conte or Ross Bork, and I'm going, Joe Castiglione, excuse me, from OU, and I go, well, what do you guys, you're the two big dogs, what do you guys think about this in 2024? And they're giving you some real advice, all the while knowing that they're probably not going to be there, then that's a waste of time. And that's, to me, that's really crappy. It was kind of a back alley deal to me. And it's amazing to me, Paul, that in this year, 2021, in this era of Twitter and the free flow of communication from second to second, that no one talked. It was like the Godfather. Three or four people in black suits sitting in a dark room and discussing major moves. And moves happened, and somehow people stayed quiet. And so I know the Aggies were not happy about it, but somewhere along the line, they were informed, you're going to have to get in line with this because this is where we're going. Texas and OU, those are box office programs, and the SEC was already the best conference, and now they're going to get even better, not only on the field but at the box office. So I think that as if we're talking pure financial, it's a great move, And I know that the Big 12, if I'm Bowlesby, I'm trying to save my job. We're talking about livelihoods here. Do you really think people are going to be excited to bring in a Houston or a Cincinnati to a Big 12 after Oklahoma and Texas left? So I understand his frustration completely.
Cedric, you mentioned something interesting about keeping it a secret. Do you have any better understanding? We don't. About how this was able to be contained, because, you know, it really, until about a week and a half out, nobody heard a word.
I don't know. And that's the $64,000 question, my friend. I was very, very surprised that this came out, and 6 months in the making. And if the reports are 6 months in the making, then, you know, the initial discussions probably started a lot longer back than that. So when the big dogs are talking to other big dogs and no one gets wind of it, especially in the generation that we're living in now, the era of technology, it only takes one secretary to tell her husband, and that could start a wildfire, and it could be on Twitter within minutes. But it didn't happen, and it just tells you how big this thing was and how large the scope of these discussions were. And even though no one found out about them, they were humongous discussions. And college football has been changed forever. And me personally, I do not think that this is the end of it. I could see 4 20-team super conferences down the road. And the NCAA, which is, oh, my God, asleep at the wheel. What do they do besides cash checks? I don't know. But they have been quiet and asleep at the wheel during this whole thing. They leave the NIL stuff to the states and the schools. They have taken zero initiative in any of this. It could be one day where it's going to all be thrown aside. These super conferences are going to go, let's form our own coalition. We don't need the NCAA. We don't need to pay toll to the troll. We have the best schools, the best conferences, the most high-profile ADs, and the best recruits. Why do we need to even call Indianapolis? Let's handle this on our own.
Cedric, finally, I'm just so interested in the culture of this Texas football program. And, you know, we saw A&M react a week ago, and seems like a year ago now since they voted to include the Longhorns. And now everybody's ganging up on Texas. You know, Oklahoma doesn't like them. Missouri hates them. We know about Nebraska. Arkansas still hates them from 50 years ago. And then, of course, you know, the school I mentioned at the beginning, the Aggies. You've covered this program a long time. You live there. Give us some insight on, assuming this thing happens sooner than later, what it's going to be like living with Texas and the SEC?
It's probably not going to be as successful. And it's not like they've been blowing up since Mack Brown left. They've won two national championships since 1970. So, I mean, they have a lot of tradition, but the results haven't added up to those lofty expectations. I look at it like this. This show's big in the South, so I'm going to break it down in pro wrestling terms. The great Ric Flair was one of the most hated wrestlers to ever walk into the square circle, but he filled up arenas because people showed up to watch him get beat. And so Texas, whether you like them or not, when they come to your town, you're getting a ticket because you want to flash your horns down. The Texas Longhorns are box office. Oklahoma is a big-time program that's won more lately than the University of Texas, but we know what's driving this thing, Paul. Oklahoma has made overtures to the SEC in the past, and they were like, oh, we'll get back to you. But when you've got Texas knocking on your door, you're gonna answer that door. And so whether people like them or not, people are going to be watching. As for Austin, they have to be nervous. You have a new coach, Steve Sarkisian. He knows those SEC streets. He's got rings on his fingers from the SEC, but he's been okay as a head coach. It remains to be seen how he fares as a head coach in one of the biggest pressure cookers in the country. So a lot remains to be seen. They're picked and finished third in the Big 12 this year? What do you think they'd be picked to finish in the SEC? Sixth, seventh? Those are the kind of battles, the mental hurdles they're going to have to overcome when they eventually make that move. And I think it's going to be sooner rather than later.
Great stuff. We will be in touch. One of our favorite guests, Cedric Golden from the Austin American-Statesman, said, "You be well. Take care of yourself, my friend."
Okay, bro. Be well.
Wow, what an interesting conversation there. We are not done yet. We have your phone calls in a moment. And the bottom of the hour, the man who started the expansion in the SEC in 1992, Roy Kramer. He had the first SEC title game and brought Arkansas and South Carolina in. He'll join us for his perspective on what has been going down lately. We're coming right back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back, and Bill is up next in Texas as we continue here on a very busy late Friday afternoon. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
How you doing, Paul? Thanks for what you do.
Thank you very much.
You know, there used to be an AD, and that's not what I wanted to talk to you about, because I was going to ask you about Jimbo and the Aggies a little bit, but DeLoss Dodds created the arrogance of Texas. And that infuriated Oklahoma and A&M and Oklahoma State, all of them, you know, DeLoss. It was all about DeLoss and all about Texas. I mean, he was protecting his brand, but, boy, he sure made a mess out of the conference. Jimbo, what's he got for quarterbacks? Because I think they, you know, he's been – sounds like he's pretty confident, but I don't know who the quarterbacks are. You know,
I agree with you on that. He was very coy in Hoover. Seems like he would know by now, would he not?
I would think so. You know, but it's pretty quiet.
I've seen this before. Especially the great coaches never like to play their hand, and I know it's cliche, but You do seemingly want to reward your quarterbacks for working hard, and these things usually take care of themselves very, very quickly. And I don't think this is going to be, as you know, Saban always used to, you know, game time decision first game. I mean, he always did that. It would drive some of us crazy, but that's just the instinctiveness of a coach to drag things like that out. Let me check in with JP in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, sir. How you doing? This is JP.
Great to have you on. Good afternoon.
Hey, sir. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm born in Knoxville, Tennessee, just like yourself. My father worked for TVA. We moved to Nashville, and then went down to Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And then I didn't really pay no attention to college football until, I moved to Alabama. And then I joined the United States Marine Corps. And, you know, you have to have an identity of where you want to go, you know. And I was like, man, I'm more interested in women than I am football, you know. And I literally one day I went in to go pee in the bathroom, and a group of guys approached me, you know, and they said, who are you for? Auburn or Alabama? Well, like I said, I'm like you, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention to it. Well, I picked Alabama, and that probably saved my life. And then I joined the Marine Corps. And I went all around the world, and, you know, you had to identify to yourself. And I have had Alabama stickers ripped off my cars. But you just had a caller from Buffalo, New York. This is greater than, you know, living where you live. I mean, there's not a traditional home anymore. I live in Jacksonville, North Carolina. It's home of Camp Lejeune. And some people pronounce it differently. You know, there's 45,000 Marines here. I hear, driving down the road, I see more Ohio State stickers and Alabama stickers than I ever have seen of Duke in North Carolina. You know, I mean, this is a big time deal. People want to identify, you know, how they want to identify. So there's the tradition part of it. So I'm sick and tired of Tennessee playing Alabama the 3rd October of the Sunday. We talk about sub-conferences and pods and whatever we want to talk about. Follow the money. I think that ESPN can make a lot of money having a drawing, you know, to where they said, hey, here's the first four games of the season and put all the SEC teams in there. You know, I mean, like I said, I live in North Carolina. There's more Alabama fans than Ohio State fans around here. Than this. I don't want to hear about tradition. I welcome Oklahoma and Texas. I welcome them. I mean, competition. We've all talked about it. But how much money could somebody make if Alabama and Auburn met in the Atlanta Dome, you know, for the first game of the season? I'm tired of damn playing Mississippi State right before we play LSU. I'm tired of it, man. I mean, if you're going to change it, change it. And I'll take it back to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much for the call. Nice of you to be with us. Tony is up next. Hey, Tony, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that that legend almost makes me want to be a Texas fan, I swear. Unbelievable. But you said something earlier when you was talking to that Cedric guy. You said you didn't know what happens after 3 o'clock. Well, for me, it's like coming in and having a good fresh bowl of ice cream out of the hot sun when I turn on the 611 channel.
Well, thank you. We're all appreciative of that.
Well, you betcha. And the guys answering the phones are real gentlemen, too. I appreciate them. But I'm going to be calling you some more. But I really love this edition of Texas and Oklahoma because it gives us one more team to hate, and it's Texas, of course.
Yeah, you know, I thought Cedric Golden made a really good point. I mean, he said Texas is box office. It's like the wrestling deal. And I wasn't sure I understood that, but I do now. I mean, nobody's dismissive of Oklahoma. Their resume speaks for itself, but they're kind of the quiet company. Texas is not. And I think the SEC has needed this for a while. I mean, we have some bad cats in the league, but nobody on this level.
Well, you know, I say it again, you know, they let's hope Texas is not Clint Eastwood and a fistful of dollars, but let's see if they behave, you know, like Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. I've said that to a couple of people, and they laugh. But, you know, having a bunch of money doesn't mean that you gain respect.
No.
You've got to come in here and win ball games, and that's what it takes to get respect in this league. Uh-oh, I meant conference. Didn't mean say league.
Yeah, well, Tony, I understand. Hey, thanks so much for the call, and thanks for watching us every day.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.